Item number four, discussion and possible action on pier plate wall assessment by Mike McClendon, Upper Basin Region Manager.
Good morning, Presiding Officer Flores, members of the board. This presentation on pier plate wall assessment is going to provide information with regard to some construction activities that has been going on since 2017. This is whenever we came to the board. So I'm going to give you a little bit of history, walk you through the process a little bit, and then at the end, seek an authorization from the board. This project falls under the BRA strategic plan, specifically section 2B1, which states that the BRA is going to manage its water resources and support long-term preventative maintenance of our dams and reservoir facilities. So some of the background information I'll go over here briefly, and then like I said, I'll provide you some pictures that I think maybe illustrate what the process and what I'm talking about a little bit better. Back in the 1970s, we had a contractor. He performed some repairs to the spillway gates and to the pier plate walls. At that time, the contractor applied the metal pier plates over the existing ones. So he welded some additional welding pier plates over the existing ones. Back in 2017, we began to notice that the plates had begun to bow out, resulting in some excessive leakage and damage to our gate seals. As y'all are aware, the RCM.
Mike, you're muted, buddy. You're doing a great job, but you're muted.
Yeah. I mean, y'all got most of that, right? I think I just muted myself. Yeah. All right. Yeah, I had to move my camera. So as you know, most in RCMU group back in the 90s is whenever the RCMU group began performing the gate maintenance at Moore Shepherd Dam. And we knew the pier plate walls were going to have to be replaced. But when we went in there and started to make the repairs, we discovered it was going to be a more comprehensive repair and require a structural engineer to help perform the design. And so we went and received authorization from the board to bring on Gannett Fleming to prepare the design. And I'll walk through that here in a little bit more in a few of my other slides that are coming up. We're using our RCMU staff because of the quality of work that they do, what they can produce, the skill level that they've obtained, and we also know it's going to be done correctly. The staff up at Possum Kingdom, the RCMU staff, we know it's going to be done timely. It's going to be at a reduced cost, and it's also going to alleviate some of the construction contractor challenges that we've faced over the years. So it's a high quality staff that performs very well. So I'll get into some of the slides here. So these photos kind of show you work that our RCMU group does at Moore Shepherd Dam. Over here on the right, you've got a photograph of the dam, gate two down for maintenance. And so what occurs here is I'm talking about the pier plate walls. So you've got the pier plate walls right here. If you can see that on the screen, that's an area that we're working on specifically. And then also on the other side. And then here you can see the gate is in the down position. So right here, we've got one of our workers. This is back in 2017. We're removing the pier plates. This is kind of the process that it's a very intensive process to go through and remove this metal. And then on the backside, you'll see some concrete that has to be removed ultimately. So right here, you can see the pier plate has been removed. And then you've got the grout. And then you got some metal backer bar. And then right here is the gate that goes up and down. And so this slide I put in here, this illustration is just to kind of give you a reference on how tight some of these tolerances are. And then over here on the right, you're seeing the pier plate that where the gate leaf slides up and down against the side of this pier. And so what you're seeing here is the metal pier plate has been removed. And there's about 4 to 5 inches of grout that also has to be removed. And then this metal backer bar also has to be removed. So as I said earlier, 2017 came to the board, received authorization for Gannett Fleming to perform the design to make the repairs. Gannett Fleming has done that. And I'll show you some pictures. Here's some of the design that Gannett Fleming prepared for our SMU group. And then over here on the right, you'll see where our folks have fabricated that design and then are mocking it up, placing it on the dam. Here's another photograph, just to illustrate. This is a real simple diagram, but our folks fabricating the design. And then here over the right, you see a big sheet of large stainless steel that's being lowered in place. And then this next photo, I throw this in here because I'm really proud of the work. Hopefully that comes through whenever I talk to y'all. I'm proud of what these guys do up here. The fabrication process by our RSME group it's outstanding. We went out there. These are some of the templates that they built to make sure that the metal or the stainless steel doesn't warp, it doesn't bend. And it's amazing to watch these guys in action. Gannett Fleming came out there. We consulted with some other fabricators, and these guys, once they got it down, they really nailed it after that. And so our staff's ability to meet, you know, the required tolerances to make sure this slides up and down is just outstanding. Mm-hmm. And I know we've gotten through COVID, so if any of you we haven't gotten through COVID, but some of the restrictions have been lifted. If there's an opportunity for y'all to come out to Possum Kingdom, I'd love to have y'all out there and let y'all see some of the work that these guys are doing. This is gate two, and we should be completing gate two here shortly and moving on to gate four, I believe. And so here's kind of culminating of what I was seeking the board's authorization today after kind of giving you that overview. As I said earlier, we had a contract with Gannett Fleming to perform the engineering design. It was about $400,000. The earned contract value to date is about $355,000. And then if you'll look down here, RSMU labor to perform that work on gate two is $158,000 roughly. The materials to build or to repair the stainless steel, the grout, the anchors, the welding supplies, about $133,000. What I'm coming to the board today is moving forward. That was gate two. We've got eight more gates to move forward with. And so there's probably going to be some more work where we're going to need to consult with Gannett Fleming. Gannett Fleming's already given us the basic design that will be applied to all the gates. However, when you go to individual gates, sometimes there's some nuances that you may encounter. So we may have to call Gannett Fleming and consult with them. So there might be some value obtained with continuing that partnership with them. One of the things that we will do most likely is the LIDAR scans that shows us where that rebar is. And so that'll be very helpful. Another thing that I know we'll definitely pursue with Gannett Fleming, if y'all approve this resolution, is to capture the as-built. So that's very critical for future engineering firms and for our folks moving down the line. So what I'm looking at really is about $25,000 to $30,000 possibly with Gannett Fleming over the next, takes about 18 months per gate to make the repairs. And so over the next about 8 years, I think I've got one more slide. I do have a resolution. So as I said earlier, it's about $25,000 to $30,000 per gate that we anticipate. It's going to be eight more gates over about 12 years to make these repairs. And that comes to a little less than about $300,000. And the resolution, because of the time frame associated with the repairs, I added a little bit more. So I'm seeking the board's authorization to amend the contract with Gannett Fleming to provide, you know, additional engineering and construction oversight services should they be necessary. Gannett Fleming's been really, really good with us. If no additional oversight is needed, you know, we're not going to get charged, and there won't be any allocation against the contract associated with this. I tried to rush through that a little bit. I hope I didn't speak too fast, but I can definitely take any questions that y'all have.
So, Mike, before you read your resolution, you have every right to be proud of your team. So the pictures tell all. And so you guys have done a great job. When I was reviewing this agenda item, I initially thought, you know, what's $25,000 or $35,000? And, you know, what was David's cap on approval? But Mike is forward thinking and wanting the board to consider approval to get the job done, to finish out the project. And so Granted, it's an eight-year scope, but definitely in line with the mission of why we serve on this board, to make sure that we're protecting our water supply and keeping our dams in good shape is part of it. So I see somebody's hand up. I don't know who that is. Did a board member have a question?
Just a quick one. No, not long. The this particular contract is the what's the date? How long does the contract go through currently?
Yeah, no, it's open. I mean, it's okay. Once the work is complete is when it terminates.
Got it. So there's no modification there. We're just looking
there's at no termination date. Correct.
Gotcha. So it's adding a few extra dollars for the as-built, basically, and any things that come up along the way. Particulars.
Yes, sir. That's correct.
All right. Very good. That's all I have.
Director Henderson, did you have a question?
No, okay. I don't, but I appreciate all right. That.
Director Lattimore, did you have a question?
No, ma'am. I'm good. Thank you very much.
All right. Okay, seeing no other questions or comments, Mr. McClendon, will you read the resolution? Or your representative, actually. We have somebody reading all the resolutions.
Yes, Steve Hamlin will be.
Thank you. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes and approves the General Manager CEO to enter and execute a contract amendment with Gannett Fleming Incorporated to perform additional engineering and construction oversight services to meet operational and maintenance objectives at Morris Shepherd Dam in an amount not to exceed $325,000.
You've heard the reading of the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt?
Director Huber approves.
Was that Director Huber?
Yes, ma'am.
I'll second it. Say it more.
And a second made by Director Lattimore. Please pull the board.
Presiding Officer Flores.
Yes.
Director Tallis.
Yes.
Director Taylor.
Yes.
Director Fernandez.
Yes.
Director Henderson.
Yes.
Director Huber.
Yes.
Director Crone.
Yes.
Director LaChance.
Yes.
Director Lattimore.
Yes.
Director Leslie.
Yes.
Director Lloyd.
Yes.
Director Luton.
Yes.
Director Rankin.
Yes.
Director Sanderson.
Yes.
Director Savage.
Yes.
Director Smith.
Yes.
Director Wilson.
Yes.